In May, the Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II proposed a new Poor People's Campaign, continuing the work of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Dr. King started this Poor People's Campaign, and he was assassinated shortly thereafter. Some key parts of this new Poor People's Campaign. I can't tell you how excited I was to hear about this campaign. I really want to be part of it as much as I could. The campaign is fighting to end systemic racism, poverty, militarism, environmental destruction, and related injustices, and to build a just, sustainable, and participatory society. They're aiming to build a broad and deep national moral movement rooted in the leadership of poor people and reflecting great moral teachings. And we're going to be discussing more of that. But first, just to give the early history of this campaign, I'd like to play two short clips, one of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. The source is from the film King, A Filmed Record, and then a clip from his wife, Coretta Scott King, now also the late Coretta Scott King. And the source for that is from the Pacifica Radio Archives.
Power for poor people will really mean having the ability, the togetherness, the assertiveness, and the aggressiveness to make the power structure of this nation say yes when they may be desirous of saying no. And it is my hope that we will get together and be together and really stand up to gain power for poor people, black people, Mexican Americans, American Indians, Puerto Ricans, Appalachian whites, all working together to solve the problem of poverty. We're getting ready to deal with the economic issue. We're getting ready to demand jobs and income. We're tired of working full-time jobs for part-time income. We are tired of living in run-down, dilapidated, rat-infested shacks and slums. We are tired of our children having to attend overcrowded, inferior schools.
Make it plain.
And we are tired of our men not being able to be men because they can't find work.
There is no reason why a nation as rich as ours should be blighted by poverty, disease, and illiteracy. It is plain that we don't care about our poor people except to exploit them as cheap labor and victimize them through excessive rents and consumer prices. Our Congress passes laws which subsidize corporation farms, oil companies, airlines, and houses for suburbia. But when they turn their attention to the poor, they suddenly become concerned about balancing the budget and cut back on funds for Head Start, Medicare, and mental health appropriations. The most tragic of these cuts is the welfare section to the Social Security Amendment, which freezes federal funds for millions of needy children who are desperately poor but who do not receive public assistance. It forces mothers to leave their children and accept work or training, leaving their children to grow up in the streets as tomorrow's social problems. This law must be repealed.
All righty. And part of the clip from Coretta Scott King. I would now like to welcome Pastor Eddie Anderson. He is a friend of Black Lives Matter and a partner with Black Lives Matter National's Sacred Resistance effort. And of course, we partner with Black Lives Matter with our weekly series on campaigners for Black Lives. Pastor Eddie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Margaret.
Okay, so as I said earlier, Pastor Eddie Anderson, I'm really excited about this, and I want about this campaign, and I want you to know I'll be back in touch with you because I definitely want to be part of that campaign, and I know a number of the community-based organizations I'm part of want to endorse this campaign and want to be part of it. It is really so important. Tell us why and how you got involved in it.
Why I got involved in it is because my faith moved me to get involved. I'm an African-American man. I'm originally raised in Atlanta from the South, went to Morehouse College. And my faith tells me that the way you treat the least of these is the way that you treat God, right? The way that we treat Jesus. Jesus says, what you do unto the least of these, you do also unto me. And so when I came to L.A. and I saw Skid Row and I saw how they were criminalizing the poor, criminalizing poverty, criminalizing Black men, I felt something needed to be done. And I've heard of a Pilgrims campaign, and then Dr. Barber mentioned it in May. And I'm also a Disciples of Christ, which is a denomination Dr. Barber is a part of. And I met Dr. Barber this summer at our General Assembly, and I was very moved to get involved and to make sure that in L.A., we are raising our voices and magnifying the voices of those who are muffled and join those voices across the country would say that we are fighting for the morality and the soul of our nation, that we need to take care of all of these, of all people, and all humanity is sacred because we are all created in the image of God.
Yeah, and Pastor Eddie Anderson, you were one of dozens of pastors nationwide that signed a resolution supporting the new Poor People's Campaign. One of the things the resolution says is, quote, while we as disciples open our hands to the poor and engage in direct service, we need to question the policies and practices that keep the poor in poverty. And one of the things, certainly in terms of the community work that I do, but also on this show, I've been really very, very concerned about how impoverished people, or the word poor half the time, is not coming out of the mouths of elected officials. There's a lot of talk about the middle class, and when one talks about the poor, they talk about the working poor, but there are millions of people. First of all, who isn't working? It's a lot of work to be homeless, right? It's a lot of work to be a mom on welfare trying to raise your kids, as Tupac says, trying to make a dollar out of 99 cents. Those are some of the hardest working folks. So I don't know anybody who isn't working. So, I think really it's a false division. And you heard Coretta Scott King talk about welfare there. And we know the devastating impact that President Clinton's welfare reform has had on this country, devastating so many communities. And they are millions of people in this country without any kind of income whatsoever. So, Pastor Eddie Anderson, are you hoping that this campaign would really help to raise up some of those issues, but also to look in the policy area to see what can be done about all this?
Absolutely. I'm hoping that this campaign will not only build a fusion coalition of grassroots people who can lift up not only the issue, but stories, like stories of people that we know every single day, some of our own stories, and talk about how poverty is devastating not only our lives, but our humanity, our community, our families. And I'm glad that one part of Dr. Barber's campaign is that they're going to do an audit and show that some of the systematic injustices and systems which basically help poverty to continue in our country, that poverty has become an economy for some people in our country, and that that is morally unjust, and that we have to say that that's not okay, not in our country, not in our name, that we will not stand for that any longer.
Right. And certainly, you know, I know that the aim of the campaign is to be broad and deep, and it says the leadership rooted in the leadership of poor people. I was really glad to see that, because for so long we have had a lot of large funded non-governmental organizations, some of whom may be well-meaning, but you know, who put themselves in a position of speaking for people who are impoverished, and people who are indeed impoverished then don't get the platform. Or don't get to say what their needs and demands are. And a lot of times people then start focusing on what will bring in their next grant, as opposed to what really will undermine and help to end poverty. So, Pastor Eddie Anderson, you have an event that you're involved in coming up that our listeners in Southern California could participate in. Tell us about that event.
Absolutely. On September the 19th, Tuesday, at 7:30, we will be having the mass meeting for the Poor People's Campaign, launching it in the state of California. All are invited, and Dr. William Barber will be giving the keynote, but we will most definitely have members from the community, those people who have to lift the weight of poverty, those people who are feeling the pain of poverty in Los Angeles and around California, speaking and giving testimony, as well as challenging all those who are there to not only use your voice, but to also use your feet and to do something about the situations that are holding us down. So that's on September the 19th, which is Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. at my church, McCarty Memorial Christian Church. The address is 4101 West Adams Boulevard. The doors will open at 7 p.m., and we're inviting everyone in Southern California and in California at large to come and join this mass meeting, this mass revival with Dr. Barber and so many of the grassrooted community leaders who are dealing with poverty.
Well, we definitely, if it's not already up, I think it might be on our social media. We'll make sure that it is on our calendar and our listeners can go there to get the details of it. Will Dr. Barber, Reverend Barber, be here, or will he be addressing us, addressing the crowd, you know, via, you know, video, et cetera?
Dr. Barber will be here.
Uh-huh. That's really, really exciting. I mean, you know, the Moral Mondays, I've been such a fan and watched so closely and carefully the Moral Mondays campaign that Dr. Barber headed up and pulled together in North Carolina. I mean, I think it's such an example of where, as a movement, we need to be in terms of organizing across movements, but also grounded in our specific demands, struggles, and autonomy. And at the time I was saying, gee, wouldn't it be great if there were Moral Mondays like across the nation, you know, in major cities. But this movement, this Poor People's Campaign takes it to a whole other level. And, you know, any final thoughts from you before you have to sign off here? We have to go into station break.
I just want to thank you for letting me be on the radio and really invite everyone to come out to this mass meeting. I promise it will be a meeting that will be uplifting and that will motivate you to go out and do something about these issues. And we'll start digging deep into how can we be people who move in faith and in sacred resistance to fight for the moral soul of our nation. So I really invite everyone to come out on Tuesday at 7 p.m.
So Pastor Eddie Anderson, we're going to please keep us informed, because we're really here on Sojourner Truth. We're going to do what we can to support this effort. And in fact, I see WRFG Community Radio in Atlanta. They also air Sojourner Truth. That they're one of the endorsers. And I'm going to be asking, why isn't Pacifica Radio as a whole an endorser? Okay.
That's a good question. You make that happen.
Absolutely. So, Pastor Eddie Anderson, thank you so very much for joining us. And we want to thank Dr. Malina Abdullah of Black Lives Matter Los Angeles. We are partnering with Black Lives Matter on this series of campaigners for Black Lives. Pastor Eddie Anderson, thank you. And I hope to be able to meet you very soon. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Likewise.